Hello and welcome to Miss Bossy Boots, inspiring leadership for women in business. My name is Stacey Morgan. I'm the principal of Port Macquarie Performing Arts, and I'm joined by my co-host, the managing director of Dragonfly Marketing, Jane Hilston. G'day, Jane.
Hi, Stace.
So glad to be joining you on the podcast today because we're talking about something that I'm really passionate about. We're going to be talking about one of our fundamentals, values within your business.
I like this topic too.
But before we get stuck into it, we would love you to leave us a rating or review if you're listening to us on iTunes. That's going to help us share this podcast with as many business leaders as possible and inspire as many people as we can. You can do that by just clicking on the rating or review when it comes to your iTunes subscription. Or if you just want to get in touch with us, you can hit us up on the Facebook page.
Facebook.com/Miss Bossy Boots Podcast.
You look for our fabulous pink logo.
Yay!
So we're talking about values today. It's one of our main fundamentals. And I suppose the reason it's one of our fundamentals is because if you get it right, it can really harness your entire business moving forward.
Yes. I think if you've got a really clear vision of what your values are and you're true to that, it can help you make some pretty big decisions, both on an operational level, as well about what you communicate to the rest of the world, you know, whether that be stakeholders, whether that be the community that you operate within, your competition, or ultimately your customers.
So I guess where we started in terms of Port Macquarie Performing Arts in identifying our values is that the first place I looked was my staff. I got the staff in a professional development meeting to go around the circle and talk about what our values meant to them, what they thought our values were. And at first, they just thought it was an airy-fairy, lovey-dovey kind of feel-good exercise to go, oh, aren't we great at this and aren't we great at that? But what I found was from all of the input that we got, and we broke up into teams, we made something fun of it, we made kind of a race, who can have the most answers in a minute. We put all of those up on the whiteboard, all of those words, and then we had to break it down to 10. What 10 words or what 10 feelings or what 10 sentences really encompassed what we're about and what we do. And that wasn't as easy as it sounded.
No.
Because we did have a lot to choose from, and when it came down to it, we had to really think and ask questions about, okay, well, what is it that we are about? From those 10 that we put down, we then broke into more groups and had to come up with definitions and essentially became lawyers for that value, if you know what I mean.
Like
we got together and said, okay, if your value is going to be teamwork, tell us why teamwork really encompasses what Port Macquarie Performing Arts is all about. And then we had to sell the idea to each other. Once we had the 10, everybody had listened to everybody's pitches for their different values. We then went away and voted anonymously on our top five. And that top five became our value system and the values that we still stand for today.
And I guess by involving your staff, Stace, they've got real ownership. They've got real skin in the game with those values. Those values actually mean something to them.
Yes.
And look, I'm probably at the beginning stage of I guess, infiltrating values into my organisation. I've just kind of started taking on full-time staff and team members to work within the organisation. So my values at the moment kind of probably reflect my personal values as opposed to having actually gone out and started talking to my team members about.
Yeah.
So I've previously worked in collaboration with kind of other organisations or other contractors or suppliers where I'm probably recruiting based on my values.
Yeah.
I'm deciding who to work with based on my values.
Yep.
And so at the moment it's my values which are probably being adhered to and followed within the organisation. But I love hearing how you've done that, and I've had a couple of conversations with other business owners, and that seems to be the process they've taken as well for that very reason, is that it harnesses some skin in the game from your employees to help you execute on those values. Because it's, you know, you mentioned that your team members at first really viewed those values as a fluffy, you know, nice to have.
Yeah.
But when you actually do start looking into it, if this kind of stuff means something to them, it is something that can help them in their day-to-day, you know.
Yeah. But I think you're starting from the right place in that as the managing director, your personal values are of course going to impact on your business.
Mm.
And I think because we didn't do this task in my business until 3 or 4 years in.
Yes.
I think before that, I think we're very much in the same boat as you, that I kind of said, this is what I want to do and this is the vision that I have and come with me if you want.
Yes.
But we never really had a formalized discussion around it. It was kind of just like my personal values and my personal brand was kind of wrapped up in what the school was. But as we grow and as any business grows, it's important that it's not just the one person and the one person's ideas. That's when that input was really helpful.
So my question to you is, how far have those values that you have now that have been derived from your team, how far have they moved from the original values that you would have set yourself or had innately or, you know, a gut feeling of when you first started the business?
Oh, they're right on track.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I don't know whether that is because of my passion for them or just what we have grown together. Because I think setting out in the beginning as just, you know, the one woman band and then gathering staff to come along with me on the ride, everyone has kind of had to just fit in, and it's just become that we've kind of learnt and shaped ourselves to embody those values as we've gone on.
And that's what I was going to say. You probably would have put that team around you driven by your values. And it just so happens because you've kind of probably subconsciously sought those values out in people.
Definitely. And I think that's an interesting point as well, subconsciously, because it you know, even in a job interview in those early days, there was never a discussion of, well, what are your values or what the values of my business are.
No.
It was never something that we thought about. It was just in teaching the kids, these were the kind of young people we wanted to foster and grow and bring into our community, and this is how we do it through dance. And so that has been picked up and taken off.
And I think if you would have asked those questions formally in an interview, you would have got a manufactured answer.
Yeah.
You know, you probably would have got an answer from potential team members that reflected what they think that you,
yes,
you know, they should be saying in that environment.
Yeah, definitely. So then the next step after developing our values has been how we implement them. Because it was one thing, and we're guilty of this, in the beginning we had this great, as I said, professional development meeting where we, you know, had all this great competition and back and forth, and we came up with these five values and we owned them and we harnessed them and, yeah, it's great. Okay, off we go, day-to-day life, and forget about those.
Yeah.
The values now, so having learnt from that, is something that we try and keep at front of mind for the staff, and that we are now brave enough to be sharing with our customers and with the community and with the people that we have around us and with our tribe, essentially. So the first way we do that is to have them up so we can see them.
Yep.
We've made ourselves a manifesto, so a combination of words and pictures that include our values, that are funny sayings that people say around the studio or things about us, things like our motto are kind of in there as well. And I'll put a copy of this on the Facebook page so everyone can see it, our manifesto.
Right.
Because it includes the values as well. So we've got that up on the walls. We've got it on the back of our kids' performance T-shirts so that they are literally wearing our values as they go around the school. And my favourite part about that is they wear it around town.
Yeah.
They wear it around the community. They wear it to dance competitions so that people from other schools see them in our bright blue colour and then see the manifesto on the back of their shirt, and it says all the beautiful things like family friendly and quality training and safe dance practice and all those things that are our values and are really important to us, and they get to see kind of that side of us. So we've got that going as well. And then the next interesting thing is where it's evolved to after getting it up where everyone can see it is, how do we practice it in the studio and how do we keep it front of mind for the staff? And the way that we've been doing that recently is taking one value per month. Okay, so this value, you know, this month it's going to be all about quality training. So how can I use that value in my day-to-day practice?
Yeah.
And quality training is probably not a good example because obviously we're delivering quality training in every single class for every student that we have or aiming to do that. But how can we really use that value to enforce what we're teaching in our curriculum, to be the backbone of our lesson plan, to be something that we're reminding our students of, that we're keeping in our communication and correspondence with our parents and customers, so that we have it top of mind that we're kind of thinking about it. And then the next month we choose something else and we kind of try and plan everything and have things feed through that as well, so that by the time we get to the end of the year, everything's had a turn, and we try and keep that going around. And I do quizzes with my staff all the time. At the start of a staff meeting, you know, have a little token prize. This Mars bar for who can answer these five questions. And they're just silly things like, if you need to find this piece of information on the website, what headings it under? And if so-and-so's dad's coming in this weekend, what's his name? Things like that. What are, can you name our top five values? Things like that. So we're talking about it all the time, and so that it does stay forefront of mind, and it's not just something that's brought up every time we have a staff meeting.
Yes. And can I just say, if you asked me that question about a parent's name, I would fail. My memory is so bad. But that is such a good, really good question to ask, because it's so important. When I do actually remember someone's name, you know, I've had people say to me, gosh, you know, I love the fact that you remember my name. You know, we barely see each other, but the fact that you've remembered my name is amazing, and it makes them feel really good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one of our values is family friendly. That's one of our values. So we want our dance school to feel like a big family, and you wouldn't go to Christmas Day and not remember Uncle John's name. So it's important to us and to our staff that our dance families feel like part of our family.
Nice.
And so we try and do our best to remember that dad's name, and to remember that dog's name, and that sister's name. And
I think that's such a perfect example of delivering on those values. Stace, one of my favorite values for my organization, and I guess if I had to choose just one of my values, this would be the one that I choose. And that's having a positive can-do attitude.
Love it.
You know, there's, I love it when you present somebody with a scenario, a question, a problem.
Yep.
And their attitude, their headspace and their mindset is 100% about answering that in a positive fashion.
Yes.
You know, there is nothing more frustrating for me. And this not just for people that I work with, but for
in
clients
life.
Or in life.
Yep.
When you present someone with a situation and they shut it down with negativity or challenge, you know, for me, that is one of my biggest bugbears in life. So I always want everybody who perceives Dragonfly Marketing to be anything. I want it to be that we will give everything, you know, a red hot go. We will give everything a crack. We will do our best to solve a solution. That's not me saying we will solve, will solve the problem on every level.
But it's all about attitude.
But we will certainly give it a good go.
Yeah. And it's funny that you say that, because as you were saying that, I was thinking about your brand colours, and your brand colours are bright and happy and positive colours.
Yes.
And isn't that funny? That's the first thing I went to as you were saying that, because that so well aligns with that value of yours.
And yes.
Yeah.
And I think, and actually now that you've said that, it reminds me of a client that I do a lot of work with, and he was describing, for whatever reason, he was describing what I am to an organisation and what Dragonfly Marketing represents to an organisation. And his exact words were, and this was more describing me, but his exact words were, you're like this big bundle of swear words and life and colour and positivity that barrels into a business and injects personality and life into a business. And, you know, that was completely unprompted. That was, you know, what are we? You know, what do we represent to you?
Yeah.
And what he just said is exactly the kind of perception that I would love people to have of me and my business.
Yeah, and that just shows how well on brand you are then with your values and what the community is seeing through your business as well.
Apart from the swear words. But maybe that just is my enthusiasm.
Yes. Very good. We would love to hear about the values that you have in place for your business, or if you don't have them yet and you want to jump in there and do some of these exercises with your staff or even just with yourself to figure out what your personal values are or what values you think you should bring to your business, we would love to hear from you. Hit us up on the Facebook page. You can either write on the wall or send us a personal message. Or, of course, you can get in touch with us and leave a question in your rating or review on iTunes, because we will get back to you if you do that too.
Absolutely.
Coming up soon on Miss Bossy Boots, we're going to be delving into more of our fundamentals that we've identified for inspiring business leadership in women. We appreciate you taking the time out to listen to us and staying in touch. We've heard from so many of our listeners over the last couple of weeks of really nice positive things, so it's been really rewarding to be able to get this off the ground and get started and stuck in.
Yes, we do love hearing from you, and please feel free to keep sending us messages and leaving some notes in the reviews. We it's certainly really encouraging.
Until next time, thanks so much for tuning in to Miss Bossy Boots, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.